Chapter 39. It was the second Monday that they were back in school, settling into the long, dark months of leaving for and returning from work in the dark. Ron was in his office, dictating a letter to Joyce, when Margaret Philco appeared in his doorway. Ron was never happy to see Margaret, and always wary of her. Margaret had been at Mountain Oak for her whole career. Her uncle was a friend of the superintendent, and Rufus was always a good politician who knew how to take care of his local friends. Margaret had become the chairperson of the history department, and Ron had been a veteran of more distasteful meetings with her than he could count. She was a short, squat woman, whose features resembled those of the Porcon family. Adele Becker had truly despised Margaret and told Ron something that he never forgot. "You cannot fix dumb, Ron, but never underestimate her ability to be conniving." Margaret had a file of commendations that was three times as thick as anyone else's. She would gain these letters by bringing a box of donuts to the presenter of any workshop that she attended, and then asking the presenter if he would give her a letter of commendation. It was low-grade ass-kissing, but the Board of Education did not know that, and Margaret Philco's stock was high. She smiled at Joyce and said that she hoped that she was not interrupting, but then proceeded to interrupt. "Theodore Mulvaney is on drugs," she announced to Ron. Ron unsuccessfully tried to hide his exasperation. "Did you actually see him taking drugs, Margaret? I mean, he didn't shoot up in your classroom or anything, did he?" "No," said Margaret, who despised Ron and would enjoy watching him get into as much trouble as she could possibly arrange. "His eyes are red, and one of my teachers caught a whiff of it on him, and he is acting like he is on drugs." She handed Ron the referral, which stated in capital letters with three bold underlinings that Theodore was acting like he was on drugs. By stating it this way, Ron's use of discretion was removed. The New Jersey State Zero Tolerance Policy took over, and Ron was required to take several steps. He turned to Joyce. "Please pull up Ted Mulvaney's schedule and have Frankie bring him to the nurse's office. I'll meet them there." The school nurse was not around, as it was a Monday morning, and she always took Monday mornings off. Ron sat in the examination room with Frankie and Theodore. "You been taking any illegal substances, Ted?" said Ron. "I don't do drugs," snapped Theodore. Ron studied his face and demeanor. His eyes were red-rimmed, and he was acting in an agitated way. There was no whiff of anything that Ron could detect on him, and he was acting nothing like someone who had been smoking pot. "I have a referral here from a teacher who is claiming that you are acting like you've been taking drugs." "That's bullshit," said Theodore. "Who's saying that?" By law, Ron was not allowed to say who the teacher was. "Not allowed to say, Ted, but I have to have you tested. Is someone at home?" "My mom and dad work like good Americans," said Theodore. I need you to contact one of them for me. They have the right to take you for the test, or if they cannot, we will arrange to transport you from the school. I didn't take any drugs, and I'm not going anywhere with you, shouted a clearly agitated Mulvaney. That's fine, said Ron, standing up. Mr. Martin, please stay here with Ted. Ron started out the door. Theodore jumped up. You got no right to hold me here. I'm going back to my class. Frankie Martin moved between Theodore and Ron. You don't want to do that, Ted. Theodore immediately sat down and said, Yes, sir. Joyce gave Ron the contact information for Mulvaney. His father's place of employment was listed as the Essex County Department of Corrections. He was a guard in the Newark lockup. Joyce sent the call to him when she made connection. Ron explained the situation to Mr. Mulvaney, who said, You're full of shit. I'm on my way up there right now.